Okay, hopefully it works this time. Welcome to day number 14. This is two full weeks that we've been doing this, which is a pretty amazing thing. Let's continue. Chazak v'ematz. We'll continue strong. We are starting Perek Chamishi today, the fifth Perek. Says Mishnah Aleph, Ein omdim lehispalel, ela mitoch kovid rosh. A person only gets up to daven with a sense of kovid rosh. Literally means a heaviness of one's head. But what it actually means is yirah shamayim. Right? We're about to have a conversation with Melech Malchei Amlachim, with the King of Kings, with Hashem. We should appreciate the gravity of that. Right? We should go into it with awe. We should go into it with humility. Right? It should be serious to us. We should understand how wonderful this opportunity is, but it shouldn't just be, we don't enter light, you know, with a sense of lightheadedness, not taking it seriously, just joking around. No, we should appreciate how special, but also how heavy the moment is. Chasidim harishonim, how you show him shah achas umispalim. Chasidim harishonim, which doesn't mean the chasidim as we think of them, but the early pious people, they would wait a full hour before davening. Why? Kedei shechavnu es libam lamakam, so they can prepare their hearts, their kavana, towards Hashem. Meaning that they appreciate it. They're not just going into a stam conversation. This is real. They're actually going to interact with our Creator. So just like we would prepare to meet someone special, we would prepare certainly for interviews, right? Whether it's for camp or a job or for college, we take that very seriously, right? So too. I mean, kal v'chomer, ben benoshel kal v'chomer. All the more so, we should be doing this when we enter this conversation with Hashem. Obviously, an hour might be a little bit extreme, certainly for us nowadays. But I think the idea is still true that we should appreciate the conversation that we're about to have, and we should prepare properly. Continues the Mishnah. Afil ha-melech shal b'shlomo, even if a king comes and asks of your welfare, lo yishivenu, you shouldn't respond to him in the middle of davening, right? Vafilu nachash karach alakevo, even if a snake is wrapped around your ankle, lo yafsik, you shouldn't stop davening, right? Now, of course, it does not mean if your life is actually in danger that you shouldn't interrupt. If someone's going to ask you something and your life depends on responding, of course you respond. If there's actually a snake wrapped around your heel that could be dangerous, of course you stop davening, right? Of course our lives are first and foremost. But I think the idea is still true, that davening should be so important to us. We're having a conversation with the Creator. There should really be nothing other than life and death, so to say, that interrupts that takes precedence over our conversation with Hashem. So no matter what, assuming our lives are not in danger, you should really not be interrupting that conversation with Hashem. Mishnah Beis. In this Mishnah, there are a few additions that we add to Shmona Esrei throughout the year, and this Mishnah is going to talk about where we place them in Shmona Esrei. It says Mishnah Beis, Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim B'Tchiyas HaMesim. So we mention, Gevuras Geshamim means, we mention rain, right, in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim, which is the second bracha of Shmona Esrei. What are we talking about? We're talking about the phrase, Mashiv Aruach Omer Degashim. God is the one who causes the wind to blow and who makes the rain fall. That's not a request. It's an important distinction here. We're not asking God to make it rain in those lines. We're simply acknowledging that God is the one who does that, right? All of the rain is dependent on God. So where do we say that? We say that in the second bracha of Shmona Esrei. The second bracha, we're not asking things, right? It's part of praise of Hashem, that second bracha. And specifically, the bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim, as the Mefarshim point out, is about Tchiyas HaMesim means Hashem is the one who revives life, who sustains life, and rain is certainly the most important natural element, water, that helps sustain life. So we do that in the second bracha. The bracha also says Mechalkel Chayim, right? Literally those words of sustaining life. So that's the perfect place for it. And we do that, of course, in the winter months. V'sho'alim ha-geshamim, but we ask for rain, b'birchas Hashanim, in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, right? There is a time where we ask for rain. It's not Mashiv Ruach. It's when we say V'sein Tal Umatar L'Rachav. Please, Hashem, give us rain towards blessing, right? So that we should have parnas, so that we should have wealth, that our crops can grow. So we say that in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, which is the bracha asking Hashem that we should be successful and we should have the food that we need and our crops should grow properly. So that's the perfect place for it. The bracha of Barech Aleinu. The Havdalah, and we make Havdalah, right, between Shabbos and the weekday, or between Yantav and the weekday, we say the words of Havdalah, of Atachon Antanu, in the bracha of Chonin Hadas, which is the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei, which is the first bracha in which we're actually asking Hashem for things. So why in that fourth bracha? So the Bartanura points out that fourth bracha is really the first bracha of the weekday, right? We say the first three brachos on Shabbos and during the week. So the first bracha that marks that this is a weekday on Motzei Shabbos is the bracha of Atachonin. So it makes sense that you'd put the Havdalah that separates between Shabbos and Chol in that first weekday bracha. Answers are suggested that one idea is, I think, really profound and beautiful, and that's that Havdalah, the concept of being able to mavdil, to separate things, to make categories, to understand things in a nuanced way, not to kind of jumble everything together, but to understand that there are differences, that really takes intellect and knowledge. And so we put that in the bracha that thanks Hashem, or really asks us to be endowed with that certain type of knowledge, so we are able to be mavdil between different things. So that's the first opinion, that we say it in the bracha of Chonin Hadas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omra, Omra Barach, bracha revias b'fnei atzma. You say its own fourth bracha. Meaning you don't say it in the bracha b'tachon atanu, you just make a new bracha between atakadosh and atachonin. Meaning you add, and therefore atachonin is no longer the fourth bracha, it becomes the fifth bracha because you added a bracha of havdalah in between. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you say it behoda. You say it in the bracha of modim. We thank Hashem for all the things in our lives. One of the things that we thank is our ability to separate between kodesh and chol. But we paskin like the first opinion that we actually say havdalah in atachon in the fourth bracha of atachonin, right there in the middle atachon antanu. We'll continue with Mishnah Gimel on it's on Shabbos, and hopefully I'll post the recording before Shabbos as well.